Another stressful holiday season is upon us, but a musical event at First Presbyterian Church on McCullough may offer downtown workers the ideal oasis from the Christmas chaos. TPR Arts and Culture reporter Jack Morgan explains that just after noon this Thursday and next Thursday, you can walk into the church and relax with the midday Noels.
It looks just like you would imagine, a large church sanctuary, colorful stained glass windows, and people in long wooden pews focusing towards the front. But here, the coin of the realm isn't the gospel. It's music. Violinist Andrew Small and pianist Jay Ha break into Greensleeves. This event is what's called Midday Noels, and it's nothing new.
The series began approximately 33 years ago, and so has been a gift to the downtown community ever since.
Music Minister Tom Dooling has been managing the event ever since he got here in 2009. Its religious aspect, though, plays second fiddle to its music.
They are not formal events. They are intended for people literally to come in and leave as need be because it's over a lunchtime.
About 150 came to the season's first event last Thursday, which will continue for the next two Thursdays.
We want variety. We want them to be eclectic. They're a mixture of both sacred pieces that you would hear if you came to worship here, as well as secular pieces of the season. For instance, for the first time, we're offering a bluegrass band to end our series this year. We have Women's Voices next week. We always feature Jay in some way.
He plays both organ and piano, sometimes both at the same time.
I came here 2003, so that makes about 16 years, I guess.
Ha believes that music can have a higher purpose.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I open their heart through the music and then give them a chance to meet God through the music.
I bet that feels good, huh?
Oh, yeah, of course. That's the whole purpose of my music, actually.
Dooling says these concerts have become must-attend holiday events for many.
We easily have people that are coming today that will have come 15, 20 years ago.
I've been a member of this church for almost 20 years.
Karen Gabrielson says she's been to a lot of Midday Noels.
I wouldn't miss them for anything. This is just a way to get in the mood and into the spirit of the season.
Willa Dean Wilming has been coming since the program first started.
I've been a member of First Pres since about 1983. We love these Noels that we have three Thursdays in a row in December.
If you're thinking that a full-bore concert is something you can't fit into the middle of the day, well, they're not actually concert length.
We make them short. They generally run about 30 minutes, 40 minutes tops.
That way business people and downtown workers can take a relaxing respite from the breakneck holiday pace.
I always try and invite as many coworkers as I can.
Rachel Lake's been coming for years.
So 2 years ago when I was working downtown, I was able to get four or five of my coworkers at that time to come with me, and they all really enjoyed it. And some of them have been coming back each year.
And these free lunchtime concerts actually provide lunch.
We do this lavish hot lunch that's $10. We do a box lunch of a sandwich that's $4.
And so you can grab those as you're leaving. And, you know, I eat them on my way back or at my desk.
Dooling says Midday Noels works in different ways on different people.
That will inspire them musically, that will give them a little bit of a lift, a little bit of a break from the hustle and bustle, that will hopefully move their minds to higher things.
And we could all use a little lift. I'm Jack Morgan in San Antonio.